Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, we got Dana that we're helping this week. Hello, Dana.
Hey.
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
Unfortunately, my boyfriend, Austin.
Okay. Now, this isn't one of those he's been acting different lately type stories. You're straight up pretty sure he's cheating?
I mean, I don't know, but he's got a new friend at work, and I really don't trust her.
Okay. And what is his friend's name?
Amber.
Okay, so you think something's going on with him and Amber?
Yeah, they are definitely flirting with each other over Instagram, which I can see, and neither of them thinks I know about it, but obviously it's public.
Okay. Now, but at this point, you said you don't have any actual proof.
No, yeah. That's why I emailed you guys.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can find out what happens when Austin has the opportunity to send somebody some flowers. So you're going to get to hear who he chooses to send the flowers to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. And question two, how certain are you that when he gets these free flowers to send to somebody, he's going to choose you to send them to?
I mean, that's what he's supposed to do, but I honestly have no idea what he's going to do.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Austin.
This is Austin.
Good morning, Austin. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called FloralDesigns.com. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to ask you how often you think you order flowers.
Order flowers like as a gift or something like that?
Yes.
I guess every couple months or so. Is this the trick thing?
Trick? I'm sorry?
Yeah. What is it called? The Battle of the Roses or whatever it is?
The Battle? You mean the War of the Roses?
Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yes. Actually, Austin, yes. That's exactly what this is. So I take it you've heard us do this before?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So who did this? Who put you up to this? My girlfriend?
Well, who do you think put us up to this?
Well, if it was my girlfriend, that would be pretty funny because she's the one cheating, not me.
I am not cheating.
So she didn't tell you guys that last month she slept with her ex, right? Bet she didn't.
not really, no.
Yeah, figured. She slept with her ex. Then lied to me about it, and then I had to find out when he told me about it.
No, I told you we did not sleep together.
Well, that's hilarious because he said you did. Said it was a huge mistake.
Well, he's lying, and you should trust me because I'm your girlfriend, and we never slept together.
Okay, so the reason we were calling was because of this coworker of yours, Amber. Is something going on between you and her then, or no?
Amber, no. I mean, we're friends, but I haven't slept with her or anything. I'm not the cheater in this relationship.
I never cheated. I am not a cheater. We made out, and I told you about it after.
You told me about it after I found out from him. You know what? If we're being completely honest about everything, I guess I should tell you that I've been meaning to break up with you ever since it happened, but I've been waiting to do it.
What? Waiting for what?
Her dad had tickets to the Redskins-Cowboys game yesterday, and I'm a big Cowboys fan, so all I had to do was stay with her until we went to the game, and now that's over, so I guess we can break up.
Okay, so you found out she cheated, and you only stayed with her so you could go to the game?
Pretty much, yeah. And I like her dad. He's a cool guy.
So, is emotionless.
So now that you went, you're over the relationship.
Yeah. No, this has been, I've been kind of planning this.
Okay.
Sorry, baby.
That is cold blooded. I don't know what is more dramatic, winning by that shanked field goal yesterday or this War of the Roses.
I can't even, whatever. I never cheated, and if you don't believe me, then I don't want you as my boyfriend anyways, and good luck being in any relationship.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.